Jamil on the beat. The key word today is minority. Now, when we think about the word minority, we tend to think about less than, or you have a majority of something, then you have less of that majority, which is the minority. Now, for many, many years, people will always assume us as black people or people of color, brown people, Filipino, Asian, whatever the case may be, all under the banner of people of color if you're not white. And for many, many years, we've been minorities in terms of the scope of the country, as the scope of the country spans out over the years. We've gotten to the point where what's a minority in terms of diverse people is becoming the majority. But at the same time, the people who are becoming the majority, a more diverse, vast population, outside of people who want to tell you to make America great again. And like I always say, we know what that means. When they say that, I mean, it's obvious when they say make America great again, what is it that they're talking about? If you really think about it, what does it mean? What does it mean? And they look at it, Republicans, MAGA Republicans, extreme, radical, repugnant, disgusting, abhorrent, any word, any adjective you want to say. There's a minority going on in terms of the dealings in this country, but it's not the minority that you're used to hearing about. It's not the minority of saying blacks, brown, Filipino, Indian. It's a different minority because as the country has developed over the years and with immigration and with mixed races and just the vast diversity of people, I think this was the first time within, I believe, 20 years, I believe, in the last census that they said the white population has declined. And we always talked about how my interview with Daryl Davis years back, how he said that that was going to be the case. And as they become a minority, and they see that in a minority usually means when it's diverse people, it's a different group where they're looking for inclusion. They're looking for unity. They're looking to progress the country, as I am as a progressive. But as that minority, which is, as they say, the white population is becoming, we see something that is coming down the pipeline as well. And we're dealing with it right now. The reason why you see the way this country is, the reason why you see the wealth inequalities, the reason why you see the great gap between the rich and the poor, and how all these systems work, and why we see a Supreme Court trying to strip away women's rights, as we see a Supreme Court making it less safe for every citizen in the state of New York, literally saying that everybody can get a concealed permit. That's basically what the ruling was yesterday, turning over years of New York law. We see the Supreme Court ruling that private religious institutions can receive public funding, where for many, many years has always been a huge separation of church and state. And the government is not supposed to fund private organizations, religious organizations, because one of the things this founding fathers, or the founding fathers, wanted was religious freedom, and not this country won't be ruled by one religion, as most countries were in the past. But we see a faction. You see the rise of minority rule. And a lot of times it's because of the fact of us as the diverse people not paying attention, not being mindful, not seeing it, because of the fact stemming the way the government has ran, where it all has ever and all it ever has done is benefit the minority. And when I say the minority, I'm not talking about people of color, because you know he ain't definitely benefit us. When I say minority, it's the top 1%. It's the rich, the millionaires, the billionaires. And you can see the way our country is, the way our economy is, the way everything is going and going to the tank. It's all because of the fact that the government is caught up at the top to benefit the 1%, and all the institutions that are in place, every institution is built to benefit them ultimately. And then when it's fit to benefit them, you're able to see the policies that come out, where you'll see polls that 90, 80, 70% of Americans want something, but for some kind of reason, it doesn't get done, because the people who don't believe in progress will tend to be Republicans, conservatives, key the word conserve. They have the infrastructure in place with a 50-50 Senate, with a 6-3 Supreme Court majority, with the possibility of winning back the House. They're looking to take this country, grab it by a chokehold, and submit it to its will and say, look, us rich white people, rich white men, will not relinquish power. We'll not relinquish anything. And we'll make sure of it, because we'll make sure that we'll buy out all the politicians on both sides. On both sides, to make sure that what we want, what we desire. And what makes it sad is that the politicians, the majority of them on the Democrat and Republican side, they acquiesce. They acquiesce. And it's coming to a spurt. We're coming to a point where we are here, in my opinion, we are in minority rule. And see what's happening, though, we're at a point of it where it's not entrenched, but it's getting there. If we, the people, don't see it, don't understand it, don't realize it. I mean, guys, they're getting ready to come out with a ruling to ban abortion and tell women that they don't have any autonomy over their bodies. Think about that. Will you hear reports, if they were to win the Senate and the House of Republicans, that they'll put a national ban on abortion, even though 80%, 75%, I think the last poll I looked at, of the American people believe that a woman should have a right to an abortion? And you always have to ask the question, even when it comes to gun legislation. Well, you have 90% of the American people agreeing on something. 80% of the American people agreeing on something. when usually you cannot get American people to agree on anything. But when you can get them to agree on something that will keep the lives of the American people safe, that will allow women to have the right to control their bodies, but nevertheless, the opposite is happening. And when a democracy, a true democracy, majority rules, but the majority wants something, but we keep getting the policies of a minority, of the minority, are we really a democracy? Now, obviously, we do vote, and votes are counted, and then you're supposed to have a winner. But see, the situation is, outside of the president who believes that his election was rigged, even though it wasn't, and you're looking at this January 6th hearing that we're going to talk about a little later. But you can see, when the majority of the American people agree on something, or they want something, but we don't get it, and all the policies that the overwhelmingly majority of Americans support, from universal pre-K to child tax credit, lower prescription medication cost, free community college, all these things that poll so high, but nevertheless, we don't see any of it. Because we're living in minority rule with the aiding and the abetting of the opposition party, which is the Democrats, the majority of them who are corporate Democrats, who continue to feed and do policies for the minority. You see, at the end of the day, all this from the Republican side, they tell you it's about conserving what we have, or American exceptionalism, and what you have, what you do is yours and your choice alone, yours and your choice, or yours and your work alone. How you do your work, how you work hard, how you pull yourself up, you can get it done. And if you don't get it done for some kind of reason, it's your fault and your fault alone. But my job is to make sure that the people who are rich are taken care of, and that they enrich myself. Because see, the issue is we have minority rule because our both political parties of this country are ruled by corporations. It was real funny. There was a gentleman, one of those crazy far right, Charlie Kirk, changing points, where really he's just trying to brainwash young people all over the country to believe this crazy bullshit that they spew. I remember a guy was saying, this is during the pandemic, he was saying how this is medical tyranny that we're under. And at the end of the day, it wasn't medical tyranny. We all know people with a half a brain or critical thinking would know that all this whatever was a public health situation that we've been dealing with, that we're still dealing with, and people were just trying to keep people safe. I mean, people don't understand. Like I said, we're in a capitalistic society. The reason why a lot of the issues that we have in terms of wealth disparity, in terms of injustices and inequalities, is because of the fact of minority rule. It's because of the fact that the whole structure that built on capitalism, where the rich get richer, and then when times get tough, where they're losing money, instead of doing things to pump up the middle class, to help the people that generate them the money, what they do is they cut jobs and they choke wages. And then we have to go into a recession because billionaires don't like the fact that they lost $400 million and now they're only going to be worth $800 million. Oh, can't have that. Oh, really? I did my math wrong. You got to be worth $1.2 billion and lose $400 million to be worth $800 million. But you know what I mean. But regardless, $800 million ain't a bad piece of change, but to somebody that loves money, they ain't never enough. And I get the old saying, Tex Schramm, the old owner of the Dallas Cowboys, would say, you can never have enough money. And I don't have a problem with people making money. That's not the situation. But my situation is when you don't take care of the people who help you generate that money. When you feel as if that you've, all these people that work for you, that you started something, and you think you're the sole reason why you're rich. You just came up with the plan and the idea, implementing it, but you had to build a force of people in order to generate the wealth or generate the income or the proceeds that you're looking for. But it's amazing to me how somebody can start a business, grow it to a multi-billion dollar corporation, and then think the workers don't matter. It's amazing to me. And the people that got you there don't matter. And all that matters is your bottom line. When you wouldn't even have a bottom line if it wasn't for the people that generated you that income. And that's what we're dealing with. We're into a state of minority rule where right now, if we don't wake up, it'll be permanent minority rule. You see what they're trying to do in these states, especially Republican-led states, with voting laws and how they're trying to make it harder to vote, cleaning people from the voting rolls in Texas, people thinking they can vote, now they can't, one drop box in one urban area, all that nonsense. You can't give water or food to people waiting in line to vote. It's illegal. Think about that. It's almost as if we see things and we don't think. That's outrageous. If you really think about it, in the state of Georgia, if you're waiting in line to vote and it's hot outside, you may be hungry, whatever the case may be, and sometimes voting lines get long. I said voting lines get lined. I mean voting lines get long. It would be illegal for me to go to somebody and say, hey, you want some water, some chips while you wait? It's illegal. It ain't nobody bats an eye. It's clearly the attempt to suppress a vote. Because these people are looking to have what? Minority rule. And they'll do it in a way where people don't think it is. They cover it up with culture wars. And bullshit that really doesn't matter, attacking trans kids. Once again, shit that doesn't matter. But they do it to get you scared, to get voted in, and to make sure they keep the status quo. But the same thing is on the Democrats. The 95% of them are paid off by corporations to make sure that they do their bidding. And we got to wake up to it. I need you to. I need you. Understand, don't you want to live in a country where you have your freedoms? Where you have a right wing telling you freedoms are being taken away from by the left, where there's no evidence of that happening, while on the right, they're literally trying to strip away women's rights, saying a woman does not have control over her body. What are we doing? How can we allow it? We can't. But that's what's going on. When the majority of the country agrees on common sense gun laws, but then you get a Senate that rolls out this bullshit bill. And I talked about this even on my Facebook post, just saying this is a bullshit bill. All of this really is a political ploy. Commissioner McConnell, who does play politics brilliantly, outside of the Democrats who are just losers, he knows what he's doing. They come up to agreement because they have 50-50. So instead of the Democrats fighting and giving them hell, they'll just say, well, we'll take whatever. At least you're giving us something. Which we know that's not going to stop gun violence. Because the shit is watered down. But see, what's going to happen is, because it's not going to stop gun violence, gun violence is going to keep going. Republicans are going to say, see, we did something. We passed a bill. Nothing is still happening. Gun violence is still on the rise. You know what that means? People will say, you know what? Yeah. It didn't change anything. So now I need to go out and buy a gun. Which the NRA would absolutely love, because the NRA is in the business for one thing and one thing only. That is selling guns. That's what they're in it for. And the Republicans know that. They know they draw up some bullshit. They know most of us won't pay attention to it. And then when something else happens, they'll say, see, we passed the law, but it didn't work. You should protect yourself. And people will say, yeah, you're right. They did pass a law. Shit is still going down. We got to buy a gun. And the NRA will be fired up. That's why you don't hear the NRA coming out saying nothing against this bill. I haven't heard anything. And I wonder why. Before I go, I want to talk about gas prices real quick and then get on some January 6th stuff. I'm going to give you an easy story of why gas prices are the way they are. The United States is the number one driller of oil in the world. Before the pandemic, the United States had oil refineries all over the country drilling. That's how we get our gas. Not by the Keystone Pipeline, which is nothing but a transfer of gas. The right will keep telling you, get back construction of the Keystone Pipeline. And that's nothing but something that transfers gas. It doesn't drill gas. But they bank on people not knowing that. So they just say, gas prices are terrible. Joe Biden needs to bring back the Keystone Pipeline. It's not true. But you have a bunch of oil refineries that were drilling oil. The pandemic hit, and the demand of gas obviously went down because most were not driving, because we were all told to stay at home, work from home. So evidently gas prices weren't on demand, so it went down. Then they stopped drilling as much. Then quickly the demand went back up because people started going back out. And instead of these oil companies getting back to more and more refineries to drill more oil, they see it as, well, this demand is so high, they're going to keep doing it anyway. How about we continue to keep the oil drilling the way it is, not get back to how it was pre-pandemic? Keep prices high, maximize our profit, and be able to give it to our shareholders. They figure out a way to make money. It's corporate greed. It's not because of what Biden is doing or what he's not doing, and Biden does not control gas. The situation is, why does private companies own a natural resource? If you nationalize oil and let it be owned by the people, you wouldn't worry about gas prices. But why do private companies own a natural resource and have control of it? And instead of them opening up more oil refineries and drilling like you had pre-pandemic. They're keeping it as it is. They're choking the supply, keeping prices high so they can maximize profit for themselves and their shareholders up to the tune of $35 billion, I believe, in the first quarter alone of this year. That's the reason why we have high gas prices. But I always keep going to the gas station and seeing them stickers of Joe Biden, and it's because we're just ignorant and we don't take the time to look and research to understand things. And if we start to do that, maybe we can wake ourselves up to a whole lot more shit than we are doing. January 6th. Wow. Now, first and foremost, I really wish I would see this Democrat energy when it comes to corporate greed and their corruptness from both sides, trying to call out why the American people are being pissed on, the middle class being wiped out, and the rich continue to be benefiting all of the institutions that we have here. Where's that energy? I wish the Democrats would show that type of energy. But they have been very competent in these hearings. Because usually Democrats are competent. And they have been. I wish they would show more energy with other stuff. But this right here has been interesting. These January 6th hearings. And not because of the fact that a lot of the stuff that, most of the stuff that we knew that came out of reporting, but it's everybody that's talking. Everybody that's speaking. We're all in his administration. We're all Republicans. His campaign. And it cracks me up because the right really doesn't have much retort because they have nobody where they don't know what's going to be said. They're playing in the dark, so they have no talking points. They have nothing they can do to come against it. And also at the same time, it's Republicans. It was people in his own administration that were telling him the whole time he didn't win shit. But he decided to go out and defraud the American people anyway, as well as in their pockets to the access of $250 million, with the average donation only being $17. So you know the people that he preyed on weren't rich. They were people that truly believed in him and truly thought that he was cheated. But the whole time, all he was doing was cheating the other people because the fund that people gave to didn't even fucking exist. Wow. And then you hear the DOJ, who at first I thought everybody was just a Trump puppet, but I gotta give credit to Donahue and Rosen and the other gentleman, I can't remember his name right now, that testified yesterday. But they weren't going for it. I may agree on what even though politically the DOJ, they don't have any political affiliation, they don't do politics. But I'm sure they're conservative at heart, and I may disagree with them on policies. But in terms of this, I gotta give them credit. They held the line. It was a thin line, but they held it. And hearing about the congressman wanting pardon, oh, excuse me, pardons. I wonder how they're gonna respond to that. But what even makes me even more, or gives me even more of a chuckle, is when they respond to it. How many people are going to believe it? Because they're going to go on Fox News, they're going to spew their bullshit, and they're going to try to spin it. And I'm just curious to see how they're going to do that. Only time will tell. Love everybody. Hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. and I'm your conversationalist, Wesso Say. Be blessed. Peace.